Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 21st. We are celebrating a staff birthday today. Joel Burks, our student minister, celebrates today, and he celebrates alongside our middle child, Eleanor. That's why I can always remember Joel's birthday. Joel, we're so grateful for your ministry here at Mountain Brook Baptist, and we thank God for Sarah and Maggie and your entire family. And today we want to pray the birthday blessing over you and over all those who have celebrated a birthday in this month of September. Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today in the scripture, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 11, and this is the story of David and Bathsheba. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. It happened late one afternoon when David rose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house that he saw from the roof a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful. And David sent and inquired about the woman. And one said, "Is not that Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" So David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. Now she had been purifying herself from her uncleanness. Then she returned to her house, and the woman conceived, and she sent and told David, "I am pregnant." So David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab was doing, and how the people were doing, and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. When they told David, Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "Have you not come from a journey? Why do you not go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah dwell in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in an open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Remain here today also, and tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. And David invited him, and he ate in his presence and drank, so that he made him drunk. And in the evening he went out to lie on his couch with the servants of the Lord, but he did not go down to his house. In the morning David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter he wrote, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting, and then draw back from him, that he may be struck down and die." And as Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah to the place where he knew there were valiant men. And the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, and some of the servants of David among the people fell. Uriah the Hittite also died. Then Joab sent and told David all the news about the fighting. And he instructed the messenger, "When you have finished telling all the news about the fighting to the king, Then if the king's anger rises and if he says to you, why did you go so near to the city to fight? Did you not know that they would shoot from the wall? Who killed Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal? Did not a woman cast an upper millstone on him from the wall so that he died at Thebez? Why did you go so near the wall? Then you shall say, your servant, Uriah the Hittite, is dead also. So the messenger went and came and told David all that Joab had sent him to tell. The messenger said to David, the men gained an advantage over us and came out against us in the field, but we drove them back to the entrance of the gate. Then the archers shot at your servants from the wall. Some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. David said to the messenger, thus shall you say to Joab, do not let this matter displease you, for the sword devours now one and now another. Strengthen your attack against the city and overthrow it, and encourage him. When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she lamented over her husband. And when the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house. And she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I really just want to weep as I read this passage. David, who was such a man of God, who wrote so many of the Psalms, he also sinned so egregiously. And it's so hard to read about Uriah coming to the king's palace and not going home. He was so valiant. He didn't want to go home to his wife because there were the Ark of the Covenant, which represents God's presence, and the men who were fighting for Israel were not in their homes, and so he didn't want to go to his home either. And then David takes matters even further into his hands, and he has Uriah killed. As I see this passage in light of the Ten Commandments that we just read, I think that David, he transgressed the last five commandments. Think with me. He murdered, which is number 6. He committed adultery, number 7. He stole Uriah's wife, number 8. He, in a sense, bore false witness against Uriah. And then number 10, he coveted. He looked down from his palace and saw a beautiful woman. He wanted her, and he wanted her so badly that he did whatever it took to get her. And so we can look in this passage and we can see David's sin, but we can also see our own. And I ask, dear Lord, that you would protect us all, even now, from the sins that are on display in this passage. Keep us from murderous thoughts and from adulterous thoughts. And help us, Lord, not to steal and not to be those kind of people who covet what another has. And turn our eyes collectively to Jesus, our Lord, the one who was and is to come, who fully upheld the demands of the law, loved perfectly, and has given us the hope of eternity. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.